Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with WWE Monday Night Raw, which emanated from the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia and featured the fallout from this past weekend's WrestleMania 40. The show began with a nearly 45-minute in-ring promo segment. WWE Chief Content Officer Paul Levesque came out first before introducing new Universal Champion Cody Rhodes. After playing a video tribute to Rhodes' WrestleMania journey, Levesque left. Rhodes had some time to address the crowd before The Rock made his way to the ring. After stating he had to go away for a while, The Rock told Rhodes that his story with Roman Reigns may have ended, but it's just begun with him.
The Rock is going to go away, but when The Rock comes back, Cody, whether you're champion or you're not champion, The Rock is going to come back for you. However, less than 24 hours before that, The Rock beat you in the middle of the ring. 1, 2, 3. So Cody Rhodes, your story with Roman Reigns is over, and you did it. But our story has just begun.
In the show's main event, Jey Uso defeated Bronson Reed, Drew McIntyre, and Ricochet to become the number one contender to the WWE World Title after CM Punk interfered to cost McIntyre the match.
McIntyre looking for the Claymore! Uso's done!
Wait a minute.
John Cena made an appearance, evening the sides during a handicap match by joining WWE World Tag Team Champions R-Truth and The Miz in a victory over the Judgment Day's Finn Balor, JD McDonagh, and Dominic Mysterio. After Giovanni Vinci and Ludwig Kaiser interrupted his promo, Intercontinental Champion Sami Zayn teamed with Chad Gable to defeat Imperium when Gable pinned Vinci. Later in the show, Zayn challenged Gable to a match for the Intercontinental title next week in Montreal. The WWE Draft was announced as taking place on April 26th during SmackDown and April 29th during Raw. All three brands will be in play, and as a result, two NXT talents made their main roster debuts on the program. NXT champion Ilya Dragunov pinned Shinsuke Nakamura, and NXT women's champion Roxanne Perez pinned Indy Hartwell. Also on the show, Jade Cargill squashed Chelsea Green in 32 seconds. During a backstage segment, Liv Morgan attacked Women's World Champion Rhea Ripley with a chair, and a vignette played hyping the impending return of Sheamus. In WWE business news, a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission on Monday revealed that TKO and Endeavor are buying back shares in the company from disgraced former chairman of the board, Vince McMahon. In two agreements, Endeavor is buying nearly 1.643 million shares from McMahon for close to $143 million, An Endeavor spinoff company TKO is buying back 1.854 million shares for approximately $150 million. The buyback is based on an $89.01 valuation of the stock price. Since November of 2023, the 78-year-old McMahon has sold nearly 21 million shares of his stock in Endeavor, which has netted the former WWE owner nearly $1.5 billion. In reporting on this story, WrestleNomics' Brandon Thurston estimates by his count McMahon will maintain, quote, a little over 8 million remaining TKO shares or owning approximately 4.7% of TKO, end quote. As a result, future stock sales from McMahon would likely not have to be publicly reported. In ratings news, last Friday's WrestleMania go-home edition of WWE SmackDown drew 2.6 million viewers to the Fox network, up nearly 18% from the week prior, according to TV Line. It's the largest audience SmackDown has achieved since the August 25, 2023 show, and is the first SmackDown to reach 2.6 million viewers or higher since December 30th, 2022. The increase in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic was also significant, jumping 28% to a .77 rating. It's the best demo number SmackDown has done since December 25th, 2020. Last Friday's AEW Rampage on TNT drew 267,000 viewers on average and notched a .08 in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic. Both figures represent new record lows for the program. Turning to Japan, New Japan Pro Wrestling announced on Monday that a four-team tournament will take place to decide the new never openweight six-man tag team champions. The tournament will take place on April 14th in New Taipei, Taiwan, when New Japan runs its Wrestling World 2024 in Taiwan event. First-round matches will see LIJ, Shingo Takagi, Yota Tsuji, and Bushi face House of Torture's Evil, Sho, and Yoshinobu Kanemaru, while Hiroshi Tanahashi, Toru Yano, and Oleg Bolton take on the United Empire's Great Okan, Francesco Akira, and Callum Newman. Winners of the two matches will then face off for the title later in the night. The championship became vacant upon Kazuchika Okada's departure from the company as a contracted talent this past January. Okada held the title alongside Hiroshi Tanahashi and Tomohiro Ishii. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.